Today, I'm welcoming back onto Radio Gorgeous a style guru for women over 40. Last time we talked about her book, Style Forever, but today we're talking about her second book, Know Your Style, Mix It, Match It, Love It. She is Alison Walsh, fashion and lifestyle journalist. Alison is the woman who persuaded me back into a jumpsuit. Last time I wore it, it was in the 70s, it was hot pink, and I teamed it with white cowboy boots. Hi, Alison, welcome back. How are you?
Hi, Josephine. I had a jumpsuit in the 70s. It was red, and I wore it with a pair of white moccasins.
Oh, so we were going for the same sort of look, weren't we? Bad taste, really. I love it.
Yeah, I'm so much more stylish now.
Exactly, hopefully. So can you tell us about Know Your Style, the book?
It's about, kind of the idea... Basically, my publisher said to me, after writing Style Forever, which largely focused on age, the publisher said, why don't you write a style book where age isn't so much the focus? And I thought, you know what, she's right. I think we've kind of moved on a bit since then. Because I started blogging, as that's not my age, 9 years ago. And I think we're reaching a point where style is ageless, really, where age doesn't matter, where... The kind of different generations are sort of blending, aren't they? Lots of women will wear similar clothes in their, you know, like jeans and trainers in their sort of 30s, 40s, 50s and beyond. So that's where the idea came from. And initially it was going to be called What Goes With What. So that was like the idea around it. Like, how do you, because I think that's the question lots of women want to know the answer to. How do you know what goes with what? How do you know how to coordinate things?
I think that is the most frightening thing, you know. Like, you get an outrageous accessory and you think, well, you know, I know it's fashionable and I know I should be wearing things that are kind of trendy and, you know, everyone will notice it. But do I have the confidence? You know what I mean? I mean, style is about confidence, isn't it?
It is. You know, I think, I do think it's not about following trends. I think style is individual. And I think when you find things that are authentic and then feel like you, that's when you feel more confident.
Trouble is, that's me in my pyjamas. I'm really comfortable. And now I'm wearing my gym kit and I'm very comfortable in my gym kit.
Pyjama dressing, all the rage, Josephine.
True. I should be going out in my pyjamas.
Exactly. And your cowboy boots.
Exactly. So the women, you did interview women in the book. They're all super stylish and in fashion. But how can we realistically translate the looks into our lives?
Yeah, well, actually, not all of them are in fashion because I sort of wanted it to be. They all create from creative industries. So I interviewed Michelle O'Gundahin who was the editor of Elle Deco and an architect and a curator. So there were a few. They're not all kind of in fashion.
Yeah.
Sorry, can you ask the question again?
Okay, how can we translate sort of, because they said things like, wear chandelier earrings, you know, wear something that, you know, that doesn't go with each other, things like that. How do we translate that into our wardrobes, you know, as a normal person?
Yeah, well, with jewellery, that's sort of quite easy, isn't it? Anyone can kind of wear big earrings, a bit of bling, sling on a bit of bling. The most important thing, I think, it comes back to style being individual. I think the most important thing is fit. You've got to get the fit right and it's got to sit right. It's like I've got this obsession with like faff-free dressing. I can't stand faffing around with clothes. Once I put them on, I want to forget about them and just go about my business and sort of get on with things and not be that, you know, hoiking things from up your bum and, you know, that kind of like straps off your shoulder, that kind of thing. So I think the most important thing is to spend time finding the clothes that fit you, that you feel comfortable in, and then you feel more at ease and then you do feel more confident.
Yeah, don't you find, remember the days when you go into a shop and you think that'll suit me, you put it on and it did. Nowadays I have to try on about 10 things to find something nice. Do you think that is to do with age again a bit?
Well, I think actually, as you get older, you sort of have more of a uniform. You've tried, you know, you've tried loads of things on, so you can remember, you know. I used to, you know, have all, different style every week when I was sort of a
Yes,
student.
So did I, yeah.
In my 20s, like, definitely a different haircut every week. Always very bad. more of a scare cut. So I do think you kind of have more of an idea what suits you, and that comes through the, you know, the experimenting, the trial and error. But I think one thing we don't do as we get older is keep on experimenting and trying things on, you know, keep trying things on. Like, I don't mean like necessarily buying new things. I don't think you like I said, style's not something you can throw money at. I think you can try on clothes that are in your, you know, what you've got in your wardrobe. I think, you know, a lot of people, like that you mentioned, the women in my book, there are a lot of style experts, and yeah, a lot of them have natural flair or a talent, and not everyone has that, but I think it is something you can practice. And that's what I kind of speak about in the first chapter of the book. Like, I spoke to Amelia Ballmer, the actor, and had an hilarious time where she invited me round to her house, and literally she said she practices her outfits by throwing them on the floor. So she sort of threw all these clothes on the floor and kind of worked out what goes with what. And another, a designer I spoke to, said she sort of sketches out ideas of her outfits and spends about 15 minutes every day doing that, trying to work it out before she sort of gets up and gets dressed. And I think we all live at like 100 miles an hour, and it's quite easy not to sort of spend that time on yourself and spend time, you know, putting things together. Like, you kind of work on a, you know, you practice a favorite recipe or a musical instrument or a yoga move, but you don't really practice what you're wearing. You just throw things on and hope for the best.
Yeah, because one of the things you say is get a really big mirror and take a whole afternoon and just get all your clothes out and just try them on, you know.
Yeah.
Because there's so many things you forget about, because you get used to like about three outfits in your wardrobe, don't you? And you sort of forget about the rest.
Yeah, I mean, the statistics around that, aren't there? That you, I think women only wear like 20% of the wardrobe, of your wardrobe. And I'm kind of guilty of that, particularly now I've discovered the jumpsuit. Like, I practically live in them. I've got about five. Once you start, you can't stop.
The only thing is the you know, the lavatory problem. But oh, you've got quite long arms, I remember. So the zip isn't such a problem.
I think the kind of the time saved in the morning balances that out. The kind of loo problem. You just have to make sure you kind of allow enough time when you go to the toilet.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to get those muscles stronger. Now, what should I definitely chuck out of my wardrobe? What do you think is absolutely not stylish anymore that we have clung on to that's got to go, e.g. Uggs?
Oh, they were never stylish. Or crocs.
I never had any, I must admit.
No, I don't know, those kind of crocs or rugs. I don't like things that you sort of, when you wear them, you kind of shuffle.
Become more granny-like.
Yeah, that's not good. Whatever your age, that is not good, sort of shuffling down the street.
Okay, so what should we chuck? What's a no-no? What's a style no-no? Come on.
Oh, but I don't know. Again, it kind of depends on you and what suits you, doesn't it? I kind of don't like all those sort of prescriptive style rules, like you should have this, shouldn't have that. It's like, I do believe in sort of wearing what you like and kind of, you know, just having a bit of fun with it.
Okay, well, I know that you have an aversion to heels nowadays. So I know there's something you don't like personally. I mean, I found the same thing. Last year I was running to the tube because I was late. I was wearing some wedges. I fell down. I was going to two parties that night. I had to go to two parties with a ragged knee. And I kept having to say sorry, and someone said, I thought that was the look. But it honestly, since that day, I've gone out and bought kitten heels, pumps. I've never bought kitten heels before. I now don't like high shoes. I have been scared off them, and I feel so much freer.
Yeah, I think, you know, I've never really worn high. I've always been a bit of a tomboy, to be honest. And I've always worn jeans and trainers and sort of brogues and flat shoes. But when I was a fashion editor, I did go through a bit of a kitten heel phase and have a few higher pairs. But it was that thing where you have your trainers in your bag, so you're carrying around an extra pair of shoes every day so that you can, you know, shoes you can actually walk in.
But don't you remember the days? I mean, I remember the day when I first ever wore a pair of trainers out. I mean, as in not in a gym. It was about 1989, and I remember going to a private view in Chelsea, and I felt so weird because then I remember seeing black girls wearing trainers with skirts, and for me that was so shocking. Do you remember that? Because nobody did it, you know.
To me, well, I always did. Like I said, because I was quite sporty ride bike and stuff when I was a teenager. So I always often wore trainers. So I think.
Okay. Now another thing. Tights. Céline Rothfield has started wearing sheer black tights. Is it okay to put them back on?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Because I think they are flattering. You know.
Yeah.
They soften your leg.
Yes.
They soften the blue veins.
As long as they fit properly and the crotch isn't around your knees.
Yeah, yeah. And also
don't want any faffing.
Very thick black tights. I find they kind of they make your legs weirdly look a bit heavy and matte. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would sort of quite like a pair of black opaques. In the 80s and the 90s, actually.
Whereas I've always been more towards the kind of finer knit.
Yeah, you're more glamorous than me, though.
Oh, I see. Now, must I play it safe, or do you think I can risk, you know, the bag lady looks by getting some wacky things? I mean,
I think you should experiment. Lucinda Chambers was another one of the women that I interviewed for Know Your Style, and she said, because I was trying to pick her brains, like, how do you style up a beautiful shoe? And she said she kept putting things on, layering things up, sort of different colours, different shapes and silhouettes to create this styling sensation. And I sort of was like, but how do you know? And she said, well, you don't know. It's just sometimes you have to get it wrong to get it right. And you know when you put like one thing extra on and it doesn't quite work, so you take it off again.
So go
for it. Try on loads of different things.
So it is about taking risks then?
I think it is, I think kind of experimenting, just continuing to experiment. And I do quite like that juxtaposition, you know, sort of mixing sort of genres. So you've got like a floral midi dress and a pair of trainers, or a tuxedo jacket and jeans, or, you know, a blazer and a military jumpsuit, that kind of thing.
I can imagine that could be what you're wearing today, strangely.
Yeah, just threw that one in at the end. Back to the jumpsuit.
Now, obviously you love all the women in your book, but who is your ultimate style icon and why?
Oh, God. There are loads. I have got loads. I do love Tilda Swinton, though. I think I might have said that last time.
What, just she's the androgynous of her?
Yeah, it is that sort of androgynous.
Oh, somebody else.
Phone going, sorry.
All right, yeah. Turn that off, yeah.
The sort of androgynous or the worldly look, really.
You know. Thing is, someone like her, though, she just looks, you know, I hate to say it, but if you're very angular, you do look like a kind of a shop model. I mean, as in, you know, not a real person, a mannequin.
Yeah.
So you look bloody good in everything. What if you're more like me, short and sort of a bit broader? How can I get away with looking so stylish as them, you know? How can I look good?
By a jumpsuit?
So jumpsuits can be for any shape or size. I'm getting this message.
You said you were a combo, didn't you? And
yes, I am.
A couple of my other friends who aren't model sizes, who like one's a size 16, you know, the different shapes and sizes, and they all wear them. I do think, again, it comes down to fit again, doesn't it? I think that is the crucial thing.
Do you believe in jackets being well, you know, having darts in the right place and things, tailoring?
I love a kick-ass jacket. I love it. I think that can really, you know, because like I said, I'm often in jeans and trainers or sort of just flat shoes, but I love a jacket that you kind of throw it on and it pulls everything together. The pull on and go look.
Oh, gosh,
when you're working from home as well.
Yes, kind of, that's one of my things.
Casual.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of the time, quite casual. And the way we work has changed, hasn't it? Lots of people work from home or work in a couple of different places every week or work remotely. And so we are a lot more relaxed than we used to be. And that kind of sports, you know, a bit of a mixture of sportswear or pajamas. pajama dressing with a, you know.
Yeah, my pajamas again. Yeah. You know, because there's so many of those trousers with a stripe down the side, aren't there? They're really
like,
in.
I do quite like the faster trousers.
Yeah, yeah. I saw some with a gold one, which I thought was right for me, because remember, I'm more of a glamour
yeah,
look.
Yeah, again, casual glamour. Love a bit of casual glamour.
Oh, you know. I think I'm going to rock casual glamour this autumn. I find, like last year I went into a kind of quite a kind of amazing kind of fashion shop in the West End. I thought, right, I'm going to try on some really daring things for me. And I tried on a really frilly shirt and I looked in the mirror and I just thought, oh my God, my face looks wrong with this. So shouldn't you sometimes think, look, forget my face and just think of the overall look? Because your face can put you off because you think that's an old face with it.
No, I think don't forget your face. If it looks wrong, it looks wrong. It's like, again, it's back to the fat factor also. That anything that's like really overly frilly or fussy, I sort of think, I'm inclined to sort of give that a miss. And I just think sort of cleaner, slicker silhouettes are always more flattering on it, whatever your shape, height, size.
Okay, I'll try and remember that when I next get turned on by a frilly shirt.
Drawn towards a frilly shirt.
Exactly. Now let's talk about you and your life. Your so successful blog, I adore, thatsmyage.com. You have followers that really respond to your blogs. The one about lipstick, bleeding lips, the followers chattered for pages. I read it. It went on and on and on. I mean, how many people now subscribe?
Grey hair as well. It's like I posted something. I'm sort of growing out. I'm growing in the grey. Or just trying to see, basically, after about 37 years of dyeing my hair blonde, what colour it actually is now. So I haven't dyed it for over a year, like a year and 3 months and a bit.
And what colour is your hair now? What colour is your hair now?
It's grond. It's great grond. So it's kind of, you know what, it's much darker. It's not, because I've got like a bit of a Malin streak, so I've got a white streak.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, that I've had for quite, since I was like 30. And that's quite good, because that's helped with the growing out.
Yes.
Scenario, because that sort of frames your face, and then you just have to not look at the back of your hair in the mirror.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So it's a mixture in my hair. It's sort of like a streaks of sort of silver grey in it, but it's quite.
That was your last post. When you put that up, is the response just incredible?
Yeah, lots of comments. It's like the lipstick post. Mm. Loads of comments on that. If you mention menopause as well, that's always gets a good load of comments. You know, a big response.
Now, I know you have a lot of. Sorry. Sorry, you speak. You think?
No, carry on.
Well, I know a lot of your followers are from the States. How did that come about? Do you know?
I know it's funny, actually. I think what happened was when I first, because I've been doing it for 9 years now, that's not my age. And so when I first started, I think a lot of, I just sort of found a network, I suppose, of like-minded women online, and quite a few of them were in America. So I think it just happened like that, like quite organically.
It's
fantastic.
And
obviously, the internet is sort of, you know, it's all global, so it's sort of, I think that, you know, America, Canada, Australia, Europe, those are the sort of, you know, where a lot of my readers are from.
And how many have you got follow you? How many people?
Oh, gosh. No, I'm rubbish at that.
But it is in the thousands, isn't it? Because you've got 20,000 followers on Instagram.
I have.
Yeah, so that's big. You know, that you've made it, darling. So lastly, what's the last item of clothing you bought? Even though I think I can guess, but what?
It's not a jumpsuit. Hang on. Let me have a think. What's the last thing I bought? Oh, the last couple of things I bought a pink sweatshirt. Mm. I love a sweatshirt. Mm. Pink sweatshirt from Arquette, which is the new H&M store.
Who's that for then, Arquette?
You know, it's sort of for, again, it's got that ageless vibe. It's for everyone. It's kind of like good quality basic. So
is it more upmarket then than
market than H&M, and it's kind of it's not, I suppose if you like college, you'll like Arquette.
Yeah.
So pink sweatshirt and a pink pair of jeans from there. And I bought a pair of Vans trainers.
Fabulous. I'm dying to see you in your all pink. Your double pink.
haven't worn it all together just yet. Yeah, I'm going to break that look out in front of my thing.
Well, if you wear a fitted jacket, you can go anywhere in it.
Exactly.
It's been fabulous talking to you today. Know Your Style by Alison Walsh is published by Hardy Grant Books. And do sign up to thatsmyage.com. Thank you
that's
so much.
That's not my age. That's not my age.
Sorry, that's not... sorry, and do sign up to thatsnotmyage.com.
Sorry about the phone.
Yeah, sorry she can't get to me in person. She's just so busy, darling. Okay, thanks so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
Bye, Josephine.
For more enlightening women, go to radiogorgeous.com.